Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
So COVID-19, it's something we've been living with for a couple of months now, and we've seen how it doesn't treat every business equally. You know, some see a drop in revenue, some have seen sales go through the roof.
Yeah, it's been very different fortunes for different companies. Well, The Peak is a business and luxury lifestyle magazine that's available in print and on Magsta. And they have launched a 5-part Leadership During a Crisis web series that can be found on their website, thepeakmagazine.com.sg.
Yeah, so the series interviews CEOs and business leaders on their leadership efforts and how they led from home during this period.
And one of the business leaders they have interviewed is Hexagon Solutions Managing Director.
So Hexagon Solutions, they specialize in large-scale projection mapping, and they have executed digital projections at major events. Think National Day Parade, think Singapore Grand Prix, Formula One night races, things like that.
Yeah. So how badly has COVID-19 affected Hexagon Solutions, and how is the MD, Adrian Goh, taking his team through this tough time?
Well, let's ask him. Adrian Goh, Group Managing Director, Hexagon Solutions, on the line with us. Adrian, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm fine. Thanks for both of you. Thanks for having me.
It's a total pleasure. So Hexagon Solutions was formerly known as Mars Creation. Can you tell us a little bit more about Hexagon Solutions, the history, the business model?
So Hexagon has been around for, say, 23 years. We were formerly known as Mars Creation. Since 1997, we started off doing a lot of those window displays, exhibitions and trade shows. And eventually, we evolved into an event company, and we started doing printing, started doing events organizing. And through the events, we started to have AV, audiovisual. And then we moved into a lot of projection mapping. And it's a few different times of evolution of the company since then.
It does sound like you've had to evolve quite a bit, and possibly even more as we deal with this COVID-19 situation. But talking about the evolution of your company, how hard was it for you, and what kind of mindset did you have to adopt to overcome those stages?
Well, as the business evolved, the difference in the economy requirement, you can see that a lot of things start to change. For example, we used to do a lot of window displays, store promotions, and eventually the luxury market start to soften a little bit, and we have to find ourselves other ways of sustaining the business. So we start to go into events. And as you go into events, as you can see, like especially like now, a lot of events is, either they have cuts in budgets or a lot of direction change. So we also have to evolve and try to sustain the business, and also to make sure that, we keep our team on top of everything.
Well, that, of course, brings us to one of the obvious questions, which is the impact of COVID-19 on Hexagon. How has the pandemic been impacting the company so far? When did you start feeling the heat from this?
Well, this is very, very different from the past crisis. We have been around, like I said, since 1997, selling through at least 3 crises. This one is a little bit unique. It is bad. Since January, February, we start to feel the heat, and it eventually become clear that a lot of events has to be either postponed or cancelled because of the pandemic. So causing a lot of business loss, revenue loss, and in fact, I would say almost, at this stage, almost 100% of our business were either cancel or postpone.
Wow, almost 100%. Then, I mean, what do you do when these cancellations happen? Is there any way to mitigate it? I don't know, negotiate a later date or bank deposits or something like that?
Well, I think it's clear that without the vaccine, none of the event is going to come back as strong as before. A lot of things has to be set back. We do allow, of course, at first we were thinking that, this is not going to be that bad. It's going to be probably 2 to 3 months. And as the whole thing started to progress, we knew that we are never going to get back to normal for at least, 1 year or 1.5 years. So we do try to talk to our customer and then offer them something like a year deferment. We allow them to delay or postpone the event for a year. But of course, there are also some events that, it's like for season or for specific team, like a product launch. once it's gone, it's gone. You can't really, you know, postpone it. So definitely there are some laws that will never come back and so on.
Yeah, I mean, you postpone an event with another company. It also depends on that company's got to be alive in 1 year. Otherwise, we can't go anywhere, right?
Precisely. Fortunately for Singapore, we have six different subsidiaries. Singapore-wise, we are working a lot with the government. Because of the nature of our work, we are doing a lot of large-scale projections. And, you know, you don't see a lot of advertising on the building for Singapore. So a lot of our projects are with the government.
Okay.
So if those projects that allows us to postpone, we will definitely have it back. But some of them, of course, like, for example, National Day or any lighting festivals, if it's cancelled, it's cancelled. Mm.
We're speaking to Adrian Goh, he's Group Managing Director at Hexagon Solutions. So you just mentioned the National Day Parade, and something else we alluded to earlier when we introduced this segment was the Singapore Night Race, of course, the F1. When there's a lot of uncertainty about whether or not an event is going to happen, how does Hexagon maintain itself? How do you sustain yourself as a business?
Well, we are fortunate to say that learning from the past crisis, we are prepared to face similar. I would say this is a little bit different. This COVID-19 is a bit different. We are a little bit more prepared, and especially with some government funding, the budgets, it helps us to maintain with zero business for at least a year, thanks to the planning and everything. So I would say that we are okay, at least for a year from now, with almost zero business.
Okay. That applies to caring for your staff as well, because I understand you have some full-time foreign workers. How's that situation working out?
Well, for my full-time foreign workers, it's a little bit tricky. Okay. We have about 20 of them.
Okay.
When we were doing our BCP plan, business continuity plan, we were planning of splitting them into groups and working in different schedules and so on. Then the alert comes when we feel that, okay, why, even if we were to split them, end of the day, they go back to their dormitory,
right,
they're going to stay together anyway. So this sparked the question for the team, saying that, you know, what if other people contracted this virus and then they start to spread around in the dormitory? So at that point of time, fortunately, we are still early. We managed to pull them out. They are now staying in a different hostel. And we managed to pull most of them out, in fact, and then they stay separately from the dormitory. And now they are safe. But unfortunately, two of them were asked to stay back because they were in the red zone.
Oh.
And real unfortunate that one of them gotten the virus.
Right.
And lucky to hear that he's recovering well.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good,
yeah,
news.
At least I'm positive.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
I mean, so effectively, this conversation is all about leadership through a crisis. And one of the core parts of being a good leader, of course, Adrian, is reassuring your employees. So obviously, you have this situation, and it is great to hear that he's fine, that one foreign worker. But as for your other employees, how do you go about reassuring them at this time?
Well, my business is based on a lot of creativity, a lot of motivations, and a lot of crazy ideas from my employees and my staff. So when the COVID-19 happened, right, even myself got a little bit panicked. So I think as a owner of the company, I felt that it is important to make sure that my employees stay creative and motivated. And after much of a calculation and planning, the first thing that we did was to have a very long meeting with them. I think I remember it was about 2 to 3 hours, and we explained the situation. Some of them do understand, but some of them, you know, they don't really see that far ahead. So we do assure them that thing that, you know, there will be no salary cut, fortunately, and we will not undergo any retrenchment. All we need them to do is to stay put, make sure that they stay motivated. Whenever prepare themselves, we even plan ahead early to go into conferencing. And we work from home. And everyone just needs to stay healthy, stay creative, and then contribute whenever they need to. And then when the time is ready, when we're ready to go, we will come out stronger.
And one of the things you have done is to divide your employees into three groups, right? So you guys are focusing on separate broad tasks. One deals with immediate future, one works on community projects, and the last one researches options for the future. Tell us a little bit more about these separate teams.
actually, we are running on a very lean team. And then we were always having this plan of planning ahead, how to innovate, how to come up with new things for the business. So this pandemic, it's not the best time, but I would say give us an opportunity to spend some time into this area. So I've split the team into three different groups. One of them to actually maintain the projects that we have, to plan ahead. Like, for example, some of the projects that we have confirmed, but it's postponed or delayed. So we get the first team to actually plan and then and see how we can work out things more efficiently, and also taking into consideration of the new safety plans and the safety distancing, so how we can work everything out successfully. And second team, in fact, this second team is a bit interesting. My Thailand subsidiary actually helped a hospital to build some protection case for operating theatre. So they would post on Facebook and then they actually tagged me. And this sparked some of my friends and, in fact, my relatives. Being a doctor, they asked whether we can do the same for the hospital. So we felt this is a small little thing we can do. So I actually have a little small team to build this acrylic protection case for the operating theatres. Yes, that was interesting, but it's a very small team handling that.
Okay.
And of course, the third team, we are looking into future, something that we always wanted to do, but because of the busy schedule, right, we didn't have much time to do, but now we have all the time in the world, right? So the third team actually looks into future, how we can evolve into a environment that we live with COVID. Like, for example, the next 18 months, how do we continue our events? As you know, that our events requires a lot of mass gathering, bringing people together, and so on. How do we deal with situation like that? It's a really different situation now. So how do we do it? We plan a lot of things, like, for example, having our projects online, bringing it online, interactive, AR, augmented reality, virtual reality. How do we include that in our projects? In any case, for example, even running an exhibition, how do we have a virtual reality exhibition without having a physical setup on site and so on? So these are all in the plan.
And Adrian, I just want to know, when you think about the future and you're trying to future-proof a business in a time like this, is there any idea which is too crazy?
Well, we have actually thought of a lot of crazy stuff. Singapore is a very unique place geographically and a lot of different situations in comparison to even our neighbors like Malaysia or Indonesia. Like, for example, vertical farming. Something like this will not work for countries like Malaysia because they have big plantations and all this kind of thing, right? But for Singapore, it could work very well. I'm not saying that this is a good business model, but we have explored as far as going into vertical farming or high-tech farming, utilizing our little knowledge of solar panel. We don't know whether we can set up a farm, vertical farm with solar energy and minimum land, farm in a container, all sorts of crazy ideas.
Definitely looking forward to reading about them when they eventually come true. We've been speaking with Adrian Goh, Group Managing Director, Hexagon Solution. Adrian, thanks so much for taking the time this morning. You take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
And if you want to read and watch the other videos from The Peak's Leadership During a Crisis series, you can visit their website, thepeakmagazine.com.sg.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.